Did you say he bought the land from your dad?
Yep.
Your dad owned the land?
He owned the land.
Did your dad come to some degree of, you know, financial comfort?
No.
As the years went by?
Not at all.
Was it inherited land, or did he?
I have no idea.
Oh, I see.
I mean, he had it before I was born, so I can't tell you.
He had lived there before he came to Detroit.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Now, after a couple of years at Wayne, then Detroit Institute of Technology, what happened there? That was for a more ready kind of employable form of education. That is, if you got out of Detroit Institute of Technology,
I could have gone to work probably as some kind of management trainee somewhere, or could have done whatever people do with liberal arts degrees. But that's not what I want. I wanted something more specific. So they did not have a college of education at the Detroit Institute of Technology, so I transferred to Western Michigan University.
And that was for the purpose of training to be a teacher, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got out, you actually did start work as a teacher, and was it the mentally retarded?
Yes.
In Detroit?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Joe? Go ahead. Okay.
Now, that is where you met your wife?
Yes. I started student teaching. Mm-hmm. In the fall semester of 64, and my wife was starting as a teacher in the fall of 64 at Bunch Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And we met and started dating sometime after the spring of the year of 65, or sometime around that time. We got married in June of 67. By that time, I'd been in law school since January of 66. I started to go back. The student teaching and my first semester of teaching were so good and positive that the principal encouraged me to go to get a master's degree so that I might be in a position to become a principal, first an assistant principal, then a principal. I went back to take some classes, and I enrolled at the University of Michigan, the Rackham building, and found that the classes that I was taking were the exact same classes that I'd taken at Western Michigan University, so I was very frustrated by it. I started talking to my wife about my frustration. She said, "Why don't you consider going to law school?" I said, "I know absolutely nothing about the law." She said, "You run your mouth very well. You probably could talk yourself out of hell if you got there." And so I started to think about law school, looked into it, and applied and was accepted at Detroit College of Law. So I went to law school, started at night.